This episode is brought to you by IVP. The church desperately needs to recover the practice of lament. Yet, it can be challenging to explore how the Bible's lament texts relate to our own context. In her book, Walking with God Through the Valley, Old Testament scholar Mae Young guides readers through key biblical lament texts like the Psalms, Habakkuk, and Lamentations. Young posits that by practicing lament, we can move through pain and suffering and experience God's renewed hope. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Walking with God Through the Valley for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Leviticus chapter 25, verses 35 through 55, and Leviticus chapter 27. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 35 through 55. Debt and slave regulations. If your brother becomes impoverished and is indebted to you, you must support him. He must live with you like a foreign resident. Do not take interest or profit from him, but you must fear your God, and your brother must live with you. You must not lend him your money at interest, and you must not sell him food for profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, to be your God. If your brother becomes impoverished with regard to you, so that he sells himself to you, you must not subject him to slave service. He must be with you as a hired worker, as a resident foreigner. He must serve with you until the year of Jubilee, but then he may go free, he and his children with him, and may return to his family and to the property of his ancestors. Since the Israelites are my servants, whom I brought out from the land of Egypt, they must not be sold in a slave sale. You must not rule over them harshly, but you must fear your God. As for your male and female slaves who may belong to you, you may buy male and female slaves from the nations all around you. Also, you may buy slaves from the children of the foreigners who reside with you, and from their families that are with you, whom they have fathered in your land. They may become your property. You may give them as an inheritance to your children after you to possess as property. You may enslave them perpetually. However, as for your brothers, the Israelites, no man may rule over his brother harshly. If a resident foreigner who is with you prospers and your brother becomes impoverished with regard to him so that he sells himself to a resident foreigner who is with you or to a member of a foreigner's family, after he has sold himself, he retains a right of redemption. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle or his cousin may redeem him, or any one of the rest of his blood relatives, his family, may redeem him, or if he prospers, he may redeem himself. He must calculate with the one who bought him the number of years from the year he sold himself to him until the Jubilee year, and the cost of his sale must correspond to the number of years according to the rate of wages a hired worker would have earned while with him. If there are still many years in keeping with them, he must refund most of the cost of his purchase for his redemption. But if only a few years remain until the Jubilee, he must calculate for himself in keeping with the remaining years and refund it for his redemption. He must be with the one who bought him like a yearly hired worker. The one who bought him must not rule over him harshly in your sight. If, however, he is not redeemed in these ways, he must go free in the Jubilee year, he and his children with him, because the Israelites are my own servants. They are my servants whom I brought out from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 27. Redemption of persons given as votive offerings. The Lord spoke to Moses. Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when a man makes a special votive offering based on the conversion value of a person to the Lord, the conversion value of the male from 20 years old up to 60 years old is 50 shekels by the standard of the sanctuary shekel. If the person is a female, the conversion value is 30 shekels. If the person is from 5 years old up to 20 years old, the conversion value of the male is 20 shekels, and for the female, 10 shekels. If the person is 1 month old up to 5 years old, the conversion value of the male is 5 shekels of silver, and for the female, the conversion value is 3 shekels of silver. If the person is from 60 years old and older, if he is a male, the conversion value is 15 shekels, and for the female, 10 shekels. If the person making the votive offering is too poor to pay the conversion value, he must stand the person before the priest, and the priest will establish his conversion value. According to what the man who made the votive offering can afford, the priest will establish his conversion value. Redemption of animals given as votive offerings. If what is vowed is a kind of animal from which an offering may be presented to the Lord, anything which he gives to the Lord from this kind of animal will be holy. He must not replace or exchange it, good for bad or bad for good. And if he does indeed exchange one animal for another animal, then both the original animal and its substitute will be holy. If what is vowed is an unclean animal from which an offering must not be presented to the Lord, then he must stand the animal before the priest, and the priest will establish its conversion value, whether good or bad, according to the conversion value assessed by the priest, thus it will be. If, however, the person who made the vow redeems the animal, he must add 1/5 to its conversion value. Redemption of houses given as votive offerings. If a man consecrates his house as holy to the Lord, the priest will establish its conversion value, whether good or bad, just as the priest establishes its conversion value, thus it will stand. If the one who consecrates it redeems his house, he must add to it 1/5 of its conversion value in silver, and it will belong to him. Redemption of fields given as votive offerings. If a man consecrates to the Lord some of his own landed property, the conversion value must be calculated in accordance with the amount of seed needed to sow it, a omer of barley seed being priced at 50 shekels of silver. If he consecrates his field in the Jubilee year, the conversion value will stand. But if he consecrates his field after the Jubilee, the priest will calculate the price for him according to the years that are left until the next Jubilee year, and it will be deducted from the conversion value. If, however, the one who consecrated the field redeems it, he must add to it 1/5 of the conversion price, and it will belong to him. If he does not redeem the field but sells the field to someone else, he may never redeem it. When it reverts in the Jubilee, the field will be holy to the Lord like a permanently dedicated field. It will become the priest's property. If he consecrates to the Lord a field he has purchased, which is not part of his own landed property, the priest will calculate for him the amount of its conversion value until the Jubilee year, and he must pay the conversion value on that Jubilee day as something that is holy to the Lord. In the Jubilee year, the field will return to the one from whom he bought it, the one to whom it belongs as landed property. Every conversion value must be calculated by the standard of the sanctuary shekel, 20 gerahs to the shekel. Redemption of the firstborn. Surely no man may consecrate a firstborn that already belongs to the Lord as a firstborn among the animals. Whether it is an ox or a sheep, it belongs to the Lord. If, however, it is among the unclean animals, he may ransom it according to its conversion value and must add 1/5 to it. But if it is not redeemed, it must be sold according to its conversion value. Things permanently dedicated to the Lord. Surely anything that a man permanently dedicates to the Lord from all that belongs to him, whether from people, animals, or his landed property, must be neither sold nor redeemed. Anything permanently dedicated is most holy to the Lord. Any human being who is permanently dedicated to the Lord must not be ransomed. Such a person must be put to death. Redemption of the tithe. Any tithe of the land from the grain of the land or from the fruit of the trees belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. If a man redeems part of his tithe, however, he must add 1/5 to it. All the tithe of herds or flocks, everything which passes under the rod, the 10th one, will be holy to the Lord. The owner must not examine the animals to distinguish between good and bad, and he must not exchange it.
If, however, he does exchange it, both the original animal and its substitute will be holy and must not be redeemed. Final Colophon. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses to tell the Israelites at Mount Sinai. New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 34, healing the blind and mute. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men began to follow him, shouting, "Have mercy on us, son of David." When he went into the house, the blind men came to him. Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him throughout that entire region. As they were going away, a man who was demon-possessed and unable to speak was brought to him. After the demon was cast out, the man who had been mute began to speak. The crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of demons, he casts out demons." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Oh God, thank you for your word. These passages, particularly in the Old Testament, are really hard, if I'm honest. These were hard to read, oh God, given the wicked history in this country, oh Lord, of U.S. chattel slavery, oh Lord God, of our ancestors and relatives, oh God, being enslaved in this nation, oh Lord, and just hearing, oh God, about the regulations, oh Lord God, hearing the scriptures, oh God, regarding slave regulations, oh Lord. And we know, I know, oh God, that the slavery in the Bible is not comparable or in any way resemble U.S. chattel slavery, oh God, as we know that that institution, there had never been any institution of slavery like that ever in the history of this world, oh God. But because of the trauma and because of the ongoing legacy of that history that just continues in various forms, it is hard, oh Lord. It is just hard to read that, Lord. But we know that you, oh Lord, are in control, Lord. And we know, oh God, and we thank you so much, oh Lord God, for the ministry of apologists like Lisa V. Fields, oh God, and Drew 3 Project, oh Lord, that help us to understand that the Bible does not condone slavery, oh Lord God, particularly the U.S. chattel slavery, oh God, that we, that our people have experienced, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for those ministries, oh Lord God, that help us to rightly divide your word. And I thank you that Jesus Christ fulfilled and lived the perfect life, oh Lord God, that we should have lived, oh Lord God, so that we are truly set free and we're liberated, oh God, to live for you and to love our neighbors as ourselves. So thank you so much for the redemption that we have in Christ. Thank you, O Lord God, for the provisions, O God, that you make, O Lord God. Even in very difficult circumstances, O Lord God, you look out for the least of these. Your eye is on them, O Lord God, and so is your care for them, O Lord. So thank you, O Lord. There are hard things to read in your word. There really just are. We know that, O God. But we entrust, O Lord God, ourselves to you, O Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your healing power and your redemption, O Lord God, that has come to us and is continuing to go forth throughout the whole globe. God, I pray all of this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.